You're tuned to New Sound Radio 92 FM. This is the Community Hour, and I'm Pete Day. Now, plans to close 12 fire stations, scrap an additional 18 fire engines, and make 520 people in the fire service redundant right the way across London has been criticised across the capital. Now, it seems that East London is in particular target to these cuts, with the plans to shut down fire stations in Bow, Silvertown and the Kingston Road one in Hackney, whilst also reducing capacity at the Leighton and Leightonstone and Chingford fire stations as well. Now, on Monday, the London Fire and Emergency Planning Authority voted against the closures, but Mayor Boris Johnson has taken the unprecedented step of using his legal powers to force through the proposals. In a statement, he criticised the London Fire and Emergency Planning Authority for showing a complete lack of leadership by rejecting his plans to cut £45 million from the fire service budget over the next 2 years, and criticised them for failing to come up with what he considered to be a meaningful alternative. Earlier in the week, I went down to a noisy rally of firefighters outside the London Fire Service headquarters.
Our next speaker is the FBU's Executive Council Member for London, has been for a number of years. He's been a tireless campaigner to defend the interests of firefighters inside the London Fire Brigade. Please give him a hand, the FBU's Executive Council Member for London, Ian Lahair.
Cheers, Bob. What are we here for? We're here not because they want to save a couple of quid, it's because they want to shut 12 stations, take 18 fire engines away, and do away with 520 jobs. They say it's natural wastage. I say that's my son, my daughter's career that they're getting rid of. 520 jobs gone just because they want to put a pen to paper. But the truth of the matter is, this ain't a safety plan that they've done in here. This isn't based on risk, it's based on finance. So that people like Johnson can go and run a £6 million cable car that no one wants. And Dobson claims that nobody's life's going to be put at risk over his plans in his land safety plan. Well, look at what he's setting out, a 6 minute attendance time, targeted. That means he's got another 2 minutes in some boroughs so that he can get an appliance there, because we all know some of the boroughs run there in 4 minutes, 3 minutes. So he's going to up the ante and make it 6 minutes. That's going to put your lives at risk, that's going to put the public's lives at risk, and we've got to say no. We're not having it, because I tell you what, it's not him going out there and crawling on his belly and finding people in smoke. It's not him going out there and getting people and rescuing them when the helicopters crashes into buildings. It's you guys. Don't let him put you down. Stand up, make this fight, take this fight to them, and if we have to, we'll consider industrial action if these people can't do the right thing for you and Londoners in the capital.
Hello, yeah, my name's Gareth Beaton, North East Area Chair for the Fire Brigades Union, London. Well, cuts in London as a whole, we're looking at losing 18 pumping appliances, 12 stations, and out of that, you've got 10 pumping appliances in North East London.
And also, it's going to mean loss of jobs as well.
Yeah, up to 520 jobs as well.
And what's going to be the implications of this for ordinary people living in London?
Well, the implications could be massive, because the less, obviously, firefighters and fire appliances you have, the longer it will take for a fire engine to get to an incident. So cuts could cost lives.
And thinking in particular of East London, what's going to be happening in East London?
Well, in East London, they're looking at closing Bow Fire Station, Silvertown Fire Station totally. That's three pumping appliances there. You're looking at losing a pump from Chingford, Leighton, Leightonstone, Clerkenwell, which is still classed as East London, Kingsland Road, two pumps there. You're looking at losing a lot of pumps, which would then give the surrounding pumps a longer time to get to any potential incident.
Now, of course, what the fire authorities say, we're all going to make cuts at times like this. These are difficult times. What would you say to that?
I'd say that it doesn't have to be done in this way. There doesn't have to be cuts in this way. This is a national thing for stemming back to the government. We don't have to have these cuts, and it's something that doesn't have to be done.
The other thing that they say as well, this shouldn't really affect average response times as well. What would you say to that?
I'd say that's a blatant lie. It will obviously affect response times, because the less appliances and personnel you have, the less easier it is for appliances to arrive at any incident within a shorter time.
Now, of course, locally for people in East London, one particular one that people are interested in is the closing down of the Silvertown fire station. Now, what particular problems can you see?
Obviously, losing the station like Silvertown is covering a substantial part of Newham, with a lot of industrial, heavy industry, Tate & Lyle's factory, etc. in that area. And the nearest appliances will then be coming a further distance from Plaistow, in further north of Silvertown, or East Ham, Barking. You know, you're looking at a greater distance to travel to get appliances into that part of Newham.
Do you think lives are at risk here?
I do think lives will be at risk, yes, because you're going to have, like I've said, you're going to have an increased time before appliances can arrive at any incident.
And finally, yeah, if there's one reason that these cuts shouldn't go through, what would that be?
Because cuts cost lives. Simple. Shouldn't be done.
Thanks for joining us here on New Sound Radio 92 FM.
Thank you very much.
And the final decision on those proposals will be taken in June. I think it's going to be, I don't know, a busy few months of protest accusations and counter-accusations between now and then. And, of course, we've got Lindsay Jones with us from the Friends of West End Park. What did you make of that, Lindsay?
Sounds really worrying, doesn't it? I mean, when you see footage of fires on the television that just looks so frightening, the sooner they can get there, the better.
Yeah, I mean, of course, that helicopter crash. Suddenly these things can happen out of the blue. You don't realise they're going to happen, do they? You know, things like the helicopter crash, you know.
No, if you had advance warning of every disaster, we could easily cut down the numbers, but it doesn't work like that, does it?
And, of course, there's always the unfortunately ever-present, you know, threat of terrorism as well, you know, that sort of thing. So can suddenly happen that bit. Okay, stay tuned, because after the break, we're going to be looking at what's going on in and around East London over the next couple of days and into the weekend. Stay tuned.